The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. I call your attention today to Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. God is speaking to this man Abraham here, back when he was called Abram. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. God identifies himself by saying, I am the Almighty God. God is almighty. He has unlimited power. He is supreme in his power. What an awesome thing to think about, the Almighty God. That's the first book in the Bible. And the last book in the Bible, Revelation chapter 19, verse 6, tells us this. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. This word omnipotent means the same thing as almighty, without limit to power, the Almighty God. Well, we're talking about responding to the attributes of God, to the reality of God. And one of the great attributes of God is that God is almighty. How are we as a human being to respond to such an attribute as this in reference to God? I turn to Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, and I think this has a bearing upon this. Keep in mind that we are made in the image of God, yet we are very much on a very small scale. Listen to what we read here in Micah 6, 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. What does the Lord require of thee? And he concluded by saying, to walk humbly with thy God. So humility is very much in place. As we are the creation of God, we are on a very limited basis before God. God is almighty. And so we are to respond to God with humility. There is no place for arrogance or pride. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, the latter part of verse 5 saying that we are to be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. All right, this is how we are to respond to the Almighty God with humility. And when we do that and walk humbly with our God, he will exalt us in due time, it says here. The book of Proverbs is full of much wisdom literature. And I turn to Proverbs chapter 6, and beginning with verse 16, I find some very interesting words. It says, These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. All right, these seven things it says that God hates, and one of them is a proud look, haughty eyes. God hates a proud look. May we realize that, and we are to be humble before the God Almighty. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, I read these words. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Oh, isn't that very plain? Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Yes, we read that God is almighty. He has unlimited power. We can see that in nature about us. At the same time, we are made in the image of God, but on a very small scale. And so we are to be humble before God because of who we are and who he is and who we are not. And we are to walk humbly with our God. And we are to humble ourselves and draw nigh to God. This is how we respond to the Almighty God. Thank you for listening today.